You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, can I just say one thing? I think Boston authorities and the feds and everybody who has been working on this case and putting their lives in jeopardy are doing a phenomenal job. It blows my mind watching these cops, you know, running around and watching the authorities, and you see the fire truck racing by. I mean, these guys' lives are right now on the line while you and I are speaking. And if I could just say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing out there. You know, they've already gotten one of the bombing suspects. They've already shot him. Unfortunately, it looks like there was a shootout between an MIT campus officer, a couple of them, and one unfortunately died, one unfortunately in critical condition. And right now they're on the manhunt for Zakhar Tsarnaev. His brother, 26-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed in the gunfight that ensued in the early hours of this morning. But I mean, all I could say right now is thank you guys for what you're doing, and Godspeed, and you know, prayers with you while you're trying to, you know, finish this, you know, manhunt on the other bomber or alleged bomber. I just can't thank you enough. You know, I woke up this morning, you know, hearing that they got one of them, and the other one is on the loose. And you see these men running around in their, you know, in their bulletproof, you know, vests, I'm just so proud of what we've been able to do, and I feel bad I'm not there to help. And you know, if it wasn't for these men and women putting themselves out on the line, we wouldn't feel as safe as we do even now. So thank you guys out there. As we get any breaking news on what's going on, we will keep you posted. Like I said, 19-year-old Zakhar Tsarnaev, Chechenian, from what I understand, of Chechenian descent. He ascribed to the Islam faith. What his uncle is saying is he wasn't born in Chechnya. He was, and I don't have all the information on this boy, except I think he went to the same high school as Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. That doesn't really help us too much. But right now they're on the manhunt with him. Questions of whether he's actually wearing a vest laden with explosives. Questions whether he has a hostage right now still haven't been answered. We aren't getting the scoop. We got something pretty close to a small shootout around maybe 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fox News. You heard gunfire. You saw cops, running. You saw them, you know, jump into their cars, and we didn't get much more on what's going on there. And, you know, we are being told still we don't know. We do know, though, that Boston is on lockdown right now. All right. These cities, these suburbs of Boston, people have been told to stay home, to not go to work. Now, I think a couple of my, staff, tried to call in saying they were told to stay indoors. We're in Vegas, so no, you could go to work. Yeah, from what I understand, in Las Vegas, it's fine. You could come to work. Okay, that's just for, I believe, Watertown, Massachusetts, and some of the nearby suburbs. But we'll keep you posted as things arise. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We see some of you guys calling on the lines. I mean, what's going through your mind right now? Do you think these two are it? Do you think the two brothers are it? Does it stop there? You know, I found the interview with the uncle very interesting. The uncle was furious. And, he was talking in a very, fast speed, very loud pitch. But, you know, a lot of foreigners do. I mean, my family, it sounds like they're yelling when all it is a simple, family dinner. But I mean, he was denouncing what his nephews had allegedly done and asking the 19-year-old to turn himself in. He also says that he put shame on the family as well as the Chechenian country. So we will keep you posted. Looks like we got people calling in with some information on what's going on. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. James, buddy, is this my James?
Yeah, Yes, it is.
Hey, buddy. What you got for us?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember back in when Obama was writing his book and he said he'd side with the Muslims?
Oh.
Now they're finding out this guy is a terrorist and he's Muslim, these brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this is going to look on him, you know, with him, you know, saying that he sides with the Muslim terror or the Muslims and he funds Muslim Brotherhood.
You know, James,
don't say anything about that?
You know, James, what I noticed with the last election is it doesn't matter. To people like you and I, it matters. Okay, his economic policies have mattered. His Obamacare mattered. But apparently during the election, it didn't. None of this mattered to anybody.
Right.
You know, even people still kind of questioning, you know, if President Obama was, you know, born in Kenya, because years ago he, you know, had his biographer or his whoever wrote that bio, you know, when he, you know, say which country he was from, et cetera. People don't care. You know, the people who voted him in don't care. For you and I, you know, and a lot of my listeners, they care.
Well, Dahlia, I do know this. The biography was written by none other than Bill Ayers. Do you know who he is?
Yes. Yep.
Aha. There
so
you go.
So, Bill, yeah. So, yeah. Well, you know what, James?
By Bill Ayers.
Uh-huh. James, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, as we get, you know, more information on what's going on, we'll definitely key in. You know, we know there's been a lot of anxiety in the many Muslim communities since the Boston Marathon bombing, because there was concern that when they did find who did this and if there was the Muslim connection, because there was already flirtations with that idea when they discovered how the bomb was made and, you know, the type of bomb and the way in which it was carried out, there was a lot of anxiety in the community. And, you know, finding out that, at least from what I understand, one of the brothers on his Facebook page, etc., ascribed to Islam and connected himself as being Muslim. We'll see what happens with the aftermath. I mean, how I look at it is still, you know, we aren't done yet here. I don't know if these two guys are just it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As we go into this weekend, please make sure you follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, so any updates we get, we will give you. Yes, I am going to be taking our fifth wheel out, doing just a quick little camping trip, but don't worry, I'll make sure I have my Wi-Fi and my Mi-Fi. I need to stay in touch and in tune with what's going on. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your updates at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Manny calling from West Texas. Manny, thanks for being patient. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man? Just here, you know, another day. Blessed to be here alive, you know?
Amen, yeah.
I just want to tell you, about the kid and his brother. I was reading this thing yesterday during, like, around this time, a little bit earlier before the suspects were announced. And my cousin posted on Instagram, and this is what it read. It goes, they're going to, hold on. Sorry, I'm driving. They go, they're going to pin a male late teens to early 20s and going to say he is unstable. They are going to find firearms and an NRA book in his home. They are going to say he used reloaded powder to the explosives, and that reloaded powder shouldn't be on sale for the public. Just like stuff like that, you know, they're just And it's so crazy because I was just telling them, I was like, man, if they really do that, bro, wow, dude, I got to spread the word. There's, like, no way. Like, if this really happens, like, to me, I was just like, nah. Somebody just probably just wrote it just to get their name out and stuff.
Right, right. No, but you know what, Manny? You know, some. You know, we'll see if your prediction holds true. You know, usually after any crisis, you see the political mumble jumble that ensues, and so you know it'll be very interesting if your prediction holds true, where the liberals will come out saying, "Look, we need to, this is related to the NRA, et cetera." We'll see. I'll remember that you called if we see what happens over the next few days. I'm not surprised, though. I mean, are you in light of what happened after Sandy Hook?
To me, I think this kid or his brother, you know, they're probably just a young kid like me. I'm 22 years old. You know, I know a lot about this stuff. I surprise people that I know about this stuff. And maybe they went pretty too far. You know, they probably were one of those people that hacked in the CIA and stuff, and they're like, oh my gosh, we got to get these kids, blame it on them, put stuff on them. And I wouldn't doubt it. You know, if you're out of the matrix, you know what's going on. You know what's right or wrong. And you know what I'm saying? Like, some people just say, oh no, you're thinking too much. Thinking about what? Like, come on, it's there. Like, this is the fourth event that happened less than 6 months, in a year, less than a year. You know what I'm saying? It's like, open up your eyes, man. Like, seriously, Jesus is coming. You know your stuff, man. Gotta open up your eyes, man. It's just sad that there's so many sheeps out there, and they just deny it, and not just deny it, they're just ignorant not to listen. And it just breaks my heart, you know what I'm saying? But all I gotta say, though, I'm waking up the people around me. You know, I'm more underground than you, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people know what I do. I got a Facebook. I say what I gotta say. If they ain't gonna listen to it, it's all right, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help my family make it to heaven. That's it.
I hear you, Manny. Thank you for calling. You know, and God bless you. And, you know, thank God for our ability and our freedom to say what we want to say. I think a lot of us are suspicious about, you know, what's going on in terms of this with these two, we call them kids. One was 26. The other one currently that they're finding is 19. I mean, I don't really though hold it past these guys. I mean, I'm not thinking they were set up. I mean, if the video footage, you know, was following them and they saw them actually place these, the duffel bags or the backpacks down. We do know that in a lot of terrorist attacks, sometimes the people leaving the bomb or sometimes the people with the suicide vest on are doing it not because they wanted to do the killing, but because their family is being held at gunpoint. And if they don't do it, their family would be killed. Sometimes we hear of cases like that happen. But at this particular, point in time, we have no idea who the ringleader was. Was it the older brother? Was it the younger brother? Was it somebody in Chechnya? Was it somebody here, some underground, you know, here in the state? We just don't know. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dollar, this is Tracy calling from New York. I just want to know if you guys read a mail online that the Boston Marathon, actually there was a episode on Family Guy with the Boston Marathon, and coincidentally, well, I don't think it was a coincidence, but the question was to the father of that show, how did you win the race? And he pressed a cell phone, he pressed the button, and a bomb went off. And then he pressed the second button, and a second bomb went off, consecutively, just like during the marathon in Boston.
No, yeah, you know, the Family Guy episode, my kids watch Family Guy. I usually don't have time. I'm, you know, so busy trying to watch Deadliest Catch and, you know, Gold Rush, and I guess Ice Cold Gold is coming. So I don't usually watch the cartoon shows like I used to. You know, I did like Ted, the movie Ted. But from what I understand, this Family Guy episode was eerily similar to what happened with Monday's Boston Marathon bombing events. But what I also heard is that the cartoon was edited and that it was edited to make it appear more eerily close. And from what I understand, YouTube pulled it, Fox.com, Hulu. I mean, so I haven't been able to see it. All right, you know, and but it does kind of raise the question: Do some of these terrorists or some of these people that are committing these murders and crimes, do they get inspired by these TV shows, by movies? You know, some of you are probably already thinking about John Hinckley Jr. Wasn't he inspired by, what was it, Taxi Driver, in his attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Caller just brought up how the Family Guy episode of Peter Griffin winning a Boston Marathon, setting off bombs from his cell phone. Again, I don't know if that was what the original cartoon showed, although we know there's a lot of clips that have been edited since, so I don't really know what the original cartoon showed, but I know that they did have to pull the cartoon that did have, I call it cartoon, but, you know, the episode that had Pete Griffin winning, you know, the marathon. You know, what other movies or shows or video games out there have been claimed to inspire murders, or where I get a little nervous about blaming a TV show or blaming a movie, etc., is because we are inundated with these movies and these action-packed films and these, you know, TV shows all the time. So if you interview somebody, if they're still alive, to talk about it and what inspired him before the shooting, I mean, are they going to say, oh yeah, I just, you know, woke up one day and said, oh, I'm going to do it? Or are they going to, you know, give the person an answer? And they may say, oh, well, you know, I was really into the Matrix movies, or I was really into the Indiana Jones movies, or something. And then in the media, they say, okay, well, that person was inspired. Although sometimes people will watch these movies. What was this? I'm trying to think what happened with the Matrix. Let me see. I think it was a Swedish exchange student, Vadim Miseges, I guess, dismembered his landlady, and he said he had been sucked into the Matrix. And somebody else killed her landlady because of the Matrix. I don't get that. The Matrix, nobody was killing their landlord. Nobody was killing their landlady. But then again, the Matrix was a very big movie at the time. All right. And what, it came out in the late 90s. And so if people saw it and they saw reruns of it, et cetera, I don't see how, if somebody blames that murder on the Matrix, how they're related. Now, Flight Simulator was blamed, at one point with the 9/11. Killings, when the terrorists flew their planes into the Twin Towers. Flight Simulator was blamed at one point. I mean, my thing is, you know, when you look at all the games that are played, all the movies, all the TV shows that are out there, again, there are some kookies out there, but for the most part, the people like Adam Lanza, who knows what movie or television show was his favorite? I don't even think I want to know. Right, but I'm sure it's a movie that we've all seen. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your questions, your comments, kind of like an open call day, but I am going to get to some medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. One of you, I guess, asked if I know what's happening to the Cleveland Show. I don't. We're really not talking about that. We're kind of talking about the manhunt for the 19-year-old Chechenian legal immigrant, from what I understand legally here, right now. I know the topics start to go off on Family Guy. Some of you are trying to tell me which episodes I need to watch of Family Guy that were your favorite. I'm not going to entertain those right now because, you know, we're busy, and I got to work all day. I can't watch, you know, Family Guy. When I come home, though, yes, I will look up those episodes. Thank you, guys. We are getting some more scoop about the family, you know, the mother of these two kids. Some of you are like, okay, where's these kids' parents? And again, I know they're not kids. You know, the older brother was 26, younger one was 19. But, you know, when you start to get my age, everybody's a kid when they're younger than you. Apparently the mom was charged last year for shoplifting. From what I understand, she was arrested for stealing $1,600 worth of clothes from Lord and Taylor. Now, Lord and Taylor, we don't have Lord and Taylor around where I live, but from what I understand, it's kind of upscale, nice. If it's not at Target, I usually don't shop there. But it's not the same that where she stole. Zubidat Tsarneva, 45 years old, had been charged with 2 counts of malicious and wanton damage and defacement to property after allegedly swiping the merchandise from Lord and Taylor in Natick, Massachusetts. Not the same Lord and Taylor that had the video footage of the suspects. But some irony there. Stole about $1,600 worth of clothes. I'm not really sure what clothes. I don't know what they sell there. My guess is, some dresses and things like that. From what I understand, no other information. We don't know where the mom is. We've heard from the uncle. That's about it. We have, though, heard from the driver who was held hostage by them for 30 minutes during last night's and this early morning's drama as it unfolded. So I don't know if you guys realize, I guess what had happened is we were listening to news and shocked that there was an MIT shooting on campus, okay? And there was some question whether anybody was killed or not. We come to find out early today that was a fire, an exchange between the two bombing suspects, the two brothers, and campus police. Now, from what we understand, a driver was in his SUV, a Mercedes SUV in Cambridge, and I guess he was carjacked. And the hostage right now has not been identified, but after about 30 minutes, and what he said was extremely scary, they did throw him out of the car, and he was unharmed. Thank God. And then after that, from what we understand, the gunfire ensued between, they had stolen, the vehicle. They had been followed. For some reason made it to MIT. We don't have all those details yet, but, they've been, interviewing the, carjacked victim. And, luckily they let him go unharmed. This kind of starts to ring of the Dormer case, with the ex-cop going rogue and, carjacking. And you're like, oh, thank God they let those people go. From what I understand, though, in the exchange with the campus police, I mean, there was even more than gunfire, some explosives thrown as well. So, as we get more information, I will definitely keep you posted. Still no news. From what I understand, most of Boston now is on lockdown. Families are being told to stay indoors. And if we get any information on what happened with that, the younger of the two suspects, we'll keep you posted. All right, let's move to medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we will take your calls. We're not going to stop them. Please call in with any of your comments or updates that you have, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, U.S. hospitals are being told to be on the lookout for the H7N9 bird flu. Okay, you guys heard about this? Okay, so the U.S. hospitals are being urged to head off the spread of this new avian influenza, H7N9, by looking out for people exhibiting flu-like symptoms who have traveled to China or had contact with somebody who has the illness. The CDC has held a conference call with healthcare professionals to review procedures for treating bird flu patients. The Atlanta-based agency said issued interim guidance. I guess when you do that, it basically is where, hospitals and medical personnel, learn what they could use, how to contain antiviral agents. From what I understand, Tamiflu should work, but this is still relatively new. China has recorded 92 human infections of this H7N9 strain of bird flu. 17 of the cases have already been fatal. The source of infection has not been identified. No evidence of person-to-person transmission. All right? But they think it could be an issue with poultry. I am, though, hearing that some of these cases, there was no poultry involved. So if that's the case, they need to still figure out, you know, what the hell is going on. That's how I look at it. No cases thus far to the United States. From what we understand, this H7N9 is pretty new, has the potential to cause a pandemic because we've never seen this, haven't really been able to test antivirals on it, all right, and we obviously don't have a vaccine for this particular strain. They say H7N9 viruses have been detected in poultry in the same area in China where human infections have occurred. Since there is no vaccine of this strain yet, of course, clinicians are being told to, look out for it with patients, even if they claim, oh, I got the flu shot and they have flu-like symptoms, just to kind of be on alert. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Still a lot of back and forth on HPV and the HPV vaccine. From what we're finding out, the genital warts pandemic that we've kind of seen, okay, and I like to call it a pandemic because I can't tell you how many patients come in with genital warts. They're saying that the HPV vaccine has actually lowered the risk of, they've actually seen a 90% decrease in genital warts. And I'm not going to make you call in, and I'm not going to make you admit to us if you've seen, this decrease or not. But that's extremely significant. Now, we're still a little bit behind on trying to get our young boys vaccinated. Remember, HPV is responsible for a lot of things. It's responsible for genital warts, the high-risk types. It's responsible for cervical cancer. It's responsible for throat cancer, head and neck cancers. HPV is nasty. They were even thinking it could be related to cancer of the GI system. So at this point, and even lung cancer, I believe lung cancer last week, they linked HPV too. So I'm a huge fan of the vaccine. I do understand it's expensive. I do understand you need three of them. I do understand that it's very difficult to get your 11-year-old boy to agree to take it. But we are urging that both children, genders, male and female, get vaccinated. I believe 26 years old as adult is the cutoff. Although I am waiting for them to extend that because obviously we have a lot of HPV rampant in our adult population. If there's a way we could prevent future acquisitions of this, we should. So we'll give you guys more scoop on that. Then I apologize. We have all these stories coming in. This one. Yes, I heard about the underwear. All right, one of you asked me about the vibrating underwear. I had posted, oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess phone sex is going to have to start becoming I guess in favor and in vogue, right? As we're concerned about all the teenage pregnancy and STDs on the rise, and I guess to help phone sex happen, I guess there is a vibrating type of underwear that is activated using a smartphone app. So we'll talk about that and why I hope none of you guys do that in the bathtub. I'd be afraid for you guys to electrocute yourselves. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to get to the phone lines because I know some of you are kind of interested in commenting on this vibrating underwear. But really quickly, I need to answer some of your questions on speaking. I just spoke at the Boulder City Republican Women's Club, a phenomenal group of women, and I do speak many times at people's companies and certain events. If your company does want to get a hold of me for speaking, it's very easy. Just go directly to my website at drdahlia.com, and there's an email there. There's a phone number to call. So if any of your companies are doing those retreats or et cetera, that's the best way to reach me for coming out to your company or organization or party or whatever to give a talk. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. It's much easier than calling the radio station. Either way, I'll get the message, but that's the best way to reach me for speaking at your company, okay? Let's go to the phone lines. We got Daryl from Tennessee. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you doing, Dr. Dolly?
Not too shabby. What's up?
Well, I've never talked to a movie star before, so you have to bear with me, okay?
All right. Well, I've never either. I'm not a movie star, so that's okay.
While you was on that Pawn Star show.
Yeah, I know. Pawn Stars is big. I think it's going to do better than the whole. I think it has higher ratings than what the new Superman movie is going to have. But anyway,
what's
up?
I think so too.
I know. I love Pawn Stars.
You were saying that you have to get an app for your iPhone, you know, to get some vibrating panties or something. But anyway.
I don't need that. I'm good. But it's out there, I guess. Uh-huh.
Well, there's another way to do this. I mean, everybody can do this, okay? Now, like, do you have an iPhone or something?
I have an iPhone, but I don't need any vibrating underwear, Daryl. Let's just put that out there.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, see, but all you got to do is just put it on vibrate, you know, high vibrate, and then you just have somebody, you know, you put it in your panties and you just have somebody call you.
You know, that probably would save a lot more money. See, Daryl, why don't you patent that idea before somebody steals it? Because these people, they're making money on this underwear. Thank you for calling. You're a sweetheart. So basically, this company has come out. I guess, well, actually, the company's been around. Durex, you know, they make condoms. They've unveiled this sexy wearable technology called Fundawear. But what it's for is not for self. Fun. It's for your overseas lover or your out-of-town lover to be able to engage in some sort of phone sex, literally, with you. Okay, so it's designed for long-distance lovers. Or maybe if you hate each other, I guess you could do it too. All right, and so I guess you could operate on your smartphone. You could remotely control where the vibrations occur. They say it's aimed at helping couples in long-distance relationships. Uh-oh, here's the quote from them. Tease, tickle, and tantalize even when apart. So I guess Durex Australia has a video posted of these two people giggling and pressing on the button and them all, whatever. You know what? I'm for something like this because, again, I'm really sick of these people coming in to my office with gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas, herpes, etc., wondering why it happened to them and why they need to use a condom. So if you guys could have fun and do whatever you could do through your iPhone, I mean, think about it. Look at what our smartphones are being used for now. I mean, the smartphone, we use our smartphone for a calculator, right? I mean, remember when that happened? You're like, oh, my gosh, I don't have to search for a calculator or count on my fingers. I could use my smartphone. And then we were able to use our smartphone as a camera. So it only makes sense that people will use the smartphone for sex, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, there's a lot of still debate on circumcision, and many people have reported that, you know, doctors don't come up with the proof that you need to be circumcised, so why would I make my child go through that, et cetera. And, you know, I know there's a lot of back and forth with it. You know, my issue with circumcision is I do get patients who are older, 8-year-old boys, 15-year-old boys, 27-year-old men, and we need to set them up with urology and get them circumcised when they get the phimosis, when their foreskin gets stuck or, you know, scarred up. And not to mention, you know, issues with HPV and sexually transmitted diseases at times, even though I never recommend a circumcision for that. We usually recommend it when they can't, you know, retract the foreskin, etc. Well, another study has come out saying that circumcision can lower the rates of HIV. But you know, even though those studies have been out already, they think they understand why. They think there's like a community. okay, of organisms that live in that area. And it's these organisms and bacteria that allow the HIV to get in, okay? What they think is that the bacteria disrupts the ability of your Langerhans cells. Now, how many of you guys know about your Langerhans? Okay, yeah, these Langerhans cells, they're very specialized immune cells that help activate the immune system. Now, usually Langerhans, you know, take their hands and they grab, you know, invading viruses, etc., and then they bring them to the immune cells for training, prime the body to recognize, react against pathogens, etc. But as more bacteria increases in the uncircumcised, you know, penis area, you get these inflammatory reactions, and apparently the Langerhans cells can actually turn rogue and cause you to incept the virus into your healthy cells as opposed to the Langerhans signaling the bad cells. Remember in the Avenger movie, the good guys were turned bad by Loki? That's what they think happens as there's more bacteria underneath the foreskin. Do I need to draw y'all a picture? Okay, well, just everybody take a look. All right, take a peek. Now, some of you will say that doesn't make any sense. An uncircumcised penis should be more exposed to bacteria because it's out there in the open. Now, I don't have a penis, so I really can't talk from personal experience. But, you know, from what I've seen, and, you know, mind you, I did go to college. There's a lot. there actually, sometimes more open is better than, you know, there being crevices and, you know, little nooks and crannies. Got that? Okay. All right. So word of the day is Langerhans. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be coming into the next hour soon. I know. Y'all can breathe a sigh of relief. Woo! Yeah, I don't think I have to bring up any more below-the-belt stories. I hope not. Of course, unless your questions come out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you always has a groin rash. I can't get through 1 week without one of you guys having a groin rash and wanting to send a picture of it. Anyway, it looks like the TELSA oral surgeon, Dr. Scott Harrington, who has been investigated, and there is patients have been evaluated for communicable diseases. They have found 57 former patients of his to have some sort of communicable disease, hepatitis C, hepatitis B. Three of them have HIV. So we're going to be talking about that and where people go from there. We're also going to be talking about some very interesting house cleaning tips using some pretty inexpensive stuff. I kind of like this article. Anything we could do to save money, I'm for. Because, you know me, I like to save money. I know. I don't like to clean house, though. That's tough. And we're also going to be talking about in the next hour how a single strand of hair, they say, could be tested and indicate if you're at risk for heart disease. Just a strand of hair. Now, I got, you know, multiple different colors of hair. I got some gray. I got some blonde. And then I got some brown. Not sure why the brown is there, right? Yeah, I should be a natural blonde. But I think, you know, sometimes I think the hair gets dyed and it's darker than what my roots are. That's what I think is going on. So we're going to talk about how hair can tell us doctors if you have heart disease. So as you can see, very busy hour coming up next. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV.
Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.